Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Come Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited to be in church tonight? Oh, I don't like your excitement. If this is excitement, then I don't want to be around you when you are not excited. But how many of us know that we are in the best place a man can be on a Saturday night? You are in no mean a place. You are not in just any place. You are in his presence. Hallelujah. And in his presence, we know that there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, are you excited to be in church? I can see you in church, but are you excited to be here? What's your neighbor saying? Ask your neighbor, are you ready for what is about to come? Are you ready for what is about to come? You know, tonight I can promise you, I'm not sure what your life has been like till now. I'm not sure. I can't promise you breakfast tomorrow morning. But if there's anything I can be sure of, I can tell you with confidence that God's word is about to come to you. Yay! It is unfiltered. It is not diluted. It is the purest word of God. Oh, yes. And you will know that it is the word of God because when the word comes, you will know that it has been sent to accomplish a purpose in your life. And that purpose is the elevation of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. And tonight, I believe that if you've been here around for a while, you'll notice that God always confirms his word with signs. Yes. God always confirms his word with wondrous acts. Hallelujah. Amen. And tonight, I'm excited that God's servant is ready. Yes. I see you standing, which means that you are also ready for the word that is coming.
Yay.
I can hear the shout trying to come out.
Yay.
But you are ready for God's word to come.
Yes.
God is ready to come into your life tonight. And his servant is ready to bring his word to us.
Yes.
So church, with Jesus' joy in our hearts, giving honor to whom honor is due. You are allowed to lift the roof with the shout of your voice. I want us to welcome to our international pulpit your pastor, my pastor, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, and your shout can be louder.
Ask the Lord to speak to you.
Yes, speak to me.
Ask the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to me.
Ask the Lord to speak to you.
Speak to me, Lord.
Ask the Lord to speak to you. You are in his presence.
Oh, Jesus.
You are literally in his presence. And I believe that he can speak to you tonight.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
His word is coming to
you. Speak to us, Lord.
His word is his will.
Yes,
his word is his way. His word is his mind. His word is his power.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The Bible says, where the word of the king is, there is power.
There is power.
His Come word on. Is everything he has for you.
Yes, yes.
You want to lift your hands and say, Lord, I want to receive your word.
I want to receive
Let
the word
your word
tonight.
Come to me.
Yes.
In its fullness,
yes,
in its power, let it come to change my life. Let it come to transform my
yes,
life.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let it come to take me Your to a new level. A new level.
Yes.
A new level.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For your great blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to hear a loud hand clap.
Oh.
And you may please be seated. Tonight, I want us to learn something very powerful from God's word. And there is a need for you as a Christian to wake up to the demands of life. When you either do not understand life or pretend you don't understand life, you'll find yourself becoming a target for the devil to destroy. There is a great plan God has for you. He really loves you. You know, when you find yourself sitting in church on a Saturday evening, for those of us who have come online to hear the word of God, I believe, you may take what you are doing for granted. You may take your sitting in church for granted. You may think that nothing is happening to you. But what you don't know is that God has actually selected you. God has selected you. One of the acts of God on earth is that He selects people. He selects people. He enters a house and selects a girl. He enters a classroom and selects a boy. He sent Samuel to Jesse's house and selected David to make him king. God is always selecting people. And your being selected is your blessing. Psalm 65 verse 4 says, blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach. So the man who is chosen is blessed. The man who is chosen by God is blessed. The man who is selected by God is blessed. So one of the things you will need to do is not to look around you for people who are like you. Don't look around to see if everybody is doing what you are doing. If you do that, you will disappoint yourself because you have been selected, which means that what is happening to you is unique to you. Do you think everybody in your house is in church on a Saturday evening? Do you think every member of your class, your school, your class is in church on a Saturday evening or is even born again or even reads his Bible. So when you find yourself with the Bible opened in front of you, don't look around to see whether everybody is reading his Bible. You have been selected. I'm not looking around to see if every pastor is having a church service on Saturday evening. If I look around, I'll close down the service because I won't find any. I will not find any. But the mind I have is that I have been selected. So whenever you are selected, you are different. Your point of difference is your selection. Your selection is where you become different from your friends. Your selection is where you become not like your friends around you. And you must celebrate your difference. You must enjoy your difference. Don't seek to be like every Tom and Dick and Harry in town. Your difference is your blessing. Now, tonight, I want to say to you that God has chosen you. God has chosen you. Now, one of the things God has chosen you for, fortune, is that he has chosen you. Let me show you what one big thing God has chosen you to do with you. What has God chosen me to do with me? One of them is in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 6. And hath raised us up together and made us. The Lord is telling me to tell someone. I don't know whether you are online or you are here, but somebody is telling you how great you are to him. The Lord says, I should tell you not to swallow those words. You are feeling very great because someone finds you great. But it says those words are lies. And rather look at the behavior of the person talking to you. You will notice that there is a discordance. Somebody sitting here is online. Somebody is telling you something. You are almost about to be swallowed by words. But you must stop listening to the words and look at the person's behavior. You will notice that things don't match. That is where you are going to find out that there's a problem somewhere. Come back to the scripture. And hath raised us up together. And made us sit together. Where? In parliament. Where? In your uncle's mansion. Where has God caused you to sit? Where? Where are you sitting? Where? In heavenly places. In Christ. So, this evening, I want to tell you that God has chosen you. I think the message for tonight has already been preached. The message is that try not to look at the person sitting by you to take decisions. Try. The likelihood that the person sitting by you, that you might even have come to church with on the same bus or in the same car, the likelihood that the person is not like you in any way is about 99.99%. So when you have a conviction about something, follow it. When God speaks to you about something, follow it. Don't look to the left or to the right to see if the other people heard what you are hearing. It's never the case. It has never happened that God spoke to somebody and the people around, when he got the attention of Saul, who became Paul, and he spoke to him on the road to Damascus, he was with people. But he's the only one who heard the voice. In a few weeks' time, I'm going to start teaching you about the art of hearing. But we are doing something tonight. I am building a foundation, and I need to finish telling you what I need to tell you. Yes. I'm doing something. I'm doing something. So just be careful. Even tonight, there are many of you in the church service, but I'm not speaking to everybody. Even when I look at certain faces, I can see that their minds are not even here. Minds are not here. But I see people who are very connected to me. I feel it. So even as a preacher, I am convinced that I'm not talking to everybody here. No. Some people are here writing their to-do list. So let's come back to the point. You have been selected by God to be lifted up in life. We are all so low and down and nothing. But God's plan is to lift us up. So what has he done? In Christ, he has raised us up. Say, he has raised me up. Say, he has raised me up. He has lifted me up. Write it down in your notes. God has raised me up. God has raised me up. He has raised you from your background, raised you from your mistakes, raised you from the effect of your mistakes you've made, the effect of the difficulties and the challenges. He has raised you up. You are at an elevated position. Now, that's where today's message starts. Satan does not like the fact that God has raised you. He does not like it at all. Because what is happening is that he sees God doing something to you and for you that he was enjoying and he lost. Psalm 82 verse 7, I think. Yes. It says, you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. These are the princes in heaven. Lucifer and his princes. They were very, very high. But they fell. Through sin, they fell. So Satan does not like to see you being lifted up. Imagine somebody who has a car and has gone to crash his car, and when he comes home to report, you have also come with a brand new car you have bought. The feeling is not good. Yes. Yes. You've just gotten what I have just lost. Because in Luke 10, 18, Jesus Christ said to his disciples that, I just saw Satan fall like lightning. He's falling. He is falling. Satan was very high. He does not like to see you elevated above the level of your family. He does not like to see you live a life that nobody in your family, nobody in your class has lived. He does not like it. Everyone sitting here has been lifted up. If you will be careful to live the life, you will eventually get to the place. Your end is that you've been lifted up. All of us are supposed to live some lowly lives, eh? Low, 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 low. Men are playing with your body. You are sleeping around, fooling with area boys, smoking, drinking, betting, wasting your life. And suddenly you are nicely dressed, sitting in church, reading your Bible, going to pray, going to have your quiet time. He don't like it. He don't like it. Satan does not like it. So, your battle, the preaching has now started. Your battle in life will be to fight against Satan's desire to bring you down like he has also been brought down. There's a battle. There are many battles in life. One of them is to see that in 2 years' time, you never sit in church. Once you leave the church, your life has dropped. No matter whether you left the church to get money or to get degrees, once you are not properly, you see, there is nobody who can claim, only somebody who has been deceived or is mentally unsound will tell himself that he has God. When he doesn't have his house, when you have God, one of the cardinal signs of your bond, your relationship with God, is that you are properly aligned and connected in and to his house. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. But after all is said and done, the final statement is that, and I will dwell, verse 6, in the house of the Lord. Watch people and their relationship with the house of the Lord. That is why I know that you will do well. That is why I know, mommy, that you are not deceived. You may not have money. You may not have a house. You may not have children. You may not have a husband. But once you are properly aligned and oriented towards God's house, you are there. You are there. Anybody you know who is playing the fool with the house of God has been taken by the devil. Just a matter of time. Anybody you know, whether it's your great grandfather or your twin sister, anybody you know whose connection to God's house, whether it's Presbyterian, Catholic, Methodist, Lighthouse, Assemblies, anybody you know who claims a relationship with God but is disconnected from God's house is under a strong delusion. All over the Bible, in Ezekiel 33, Micah 4, Isaiah
for you hear them talking about the house, the house, the house, the house, the house. When they were building the house, the temple, the house. So Satan's plan is to lower your life just by just flipping you out of the church. Once you're out of the church, you have a lot of money. Once you're out of the church, you get a job in the UN, but you're out. Your level is dropped. Tonight, I have a word for you. And the word is essentially to prepare you so you are not brought to the place where Satan is. Where is Satan? Low and down and the bottom. Where are you? Up and high and heavenly. And so, since you have replaced Satan, his avowed aim is to bring you down to where you were before. So he has come to where you were, and you have gone to where he was. He doesn't like it. That is why I have a teaching for you tonight. How to maintain your place in the heavenlies. How to remain buoyant. How to be up. Goodness gracious. And the way to be up, the way to remain up, is to make sure that you are not a habitation of devils. I'm preaching a prophetic message tonight. Make sure, like people make sure they pass their exams. People make sure they marry. I knew a lady. She made sure she got pregnant without a husband. It was a vision in life. Yes, and she got it. High quality seed. She got it. I've been sent tonight to advise you. Make sure you are not a habitation, a house for evil spirits. The only way to come down from your lofty heights, the only way I can come down from where God has placed me, and he has placed me exactly where he has placed you also, very, very, very high in the heavens. And the only way to come down is to avoid becoming a habitation of devils. In Revelations chapter 18, we see God's mind when he uses verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Verse number 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Babylon the great is fallen. with a loud voice. Sorry for shouting. Strong voice. Babylon the Great is falling. It's falling. And it's become the habitation of devils. And the hold of every foul spirit. And the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Please, as you listen to me, try not to pretend you don't understand what God is saying to you. Try it, because you will pay a very high price when you've been brought low by sin and by evil spirits. Because the surest way to fall is to become the habitation of devils. That is why in our lives, one of the battles we fight is a battle to try not to become a person that evil spirits are living in. Once they feel you, you are ending up where they are. Down. Falling. So how do you avoid? I'm sharing this with you so that you and I will be sitting in church in 20 years' time. I'm sharing this with you. I'm sharing this with you. So that you also, in 40 years' time, will be sitting in church. The same way I also received Jesus, and after 40 years of receiving Jesus, I'm still in church. That's a reason. A lot of things have fought me. A lot of things have been unleashed at me because Satan's avowed aim is that no one high up there remains there. He wants to bring me down. He wants to bring you down. And if you play the fool with this warning, you will have yourself to blame. The best place of your life is where you are sitting. Where you are now is the best place of your life. And if you don't sit well, if you don't hold on to your seat, where God has seated you in heavenly places, if you don't hold on to that seat, your seat will be empty. Like David's seat was empty at the table of Saul. Satan unseats. His plan is to unseat you. There's somebody watching me. I don't even know how you came online. I don't know how you came online. But God brought you online to hear what I'm telling you. How do you avoid becoming a habitation of devils? Number one, you avoid becoming a habitation of devils by being filled with good things.
Be filled with good things.
Evil spirits wish to declare you as their established home and address. Babylon was completely destroyed when she became the cage of evil spirits. To fall, according to Revelation 18 verse 2, is to become the habitation and to be the home of evil spirits. Your duty, therefore, is to fill your life with the good things of the Word. The Word of God. The Holy Spirit. Prayer, the presence of God. Your duty is to make sure that you are filled. When the evil spirits come back and find the house empty, they immediately rush in. Many of you sitting in church today, have taken steps to rid your life of certain bad things. You are trying. You've broken away from those friends. You've stopped working with that girl. You've stopped watching pornography. You are cleaning your life. You stop listening to unbeliever music. You've tried. You don't go to that place anymore. You don't talk to those friends anymore. You are trying. But you see, what you are doing is only half of what is expected of you. Nobody is supposed to clean your life and leave your house cleaned. When you clean your life and you leave it cleaned out, you become a darling spot. In golf, we call it the sweet spot of the devil. What he can't resist are empty spaces. He cannot resist empty spaces. He likes empty rooms. Clean rooms. Clean. With nothing inside. Many of you sitting here, some of you watching online, you are clean, but you are empty. An empty house is a very welcoming environment for the devil. Makuta kasataba. Rima sumataka bayadababa. Do you want to fall? I'm asking you an English question. Do you want to fall?
No.
Do you want to lose this blessing?
No.
Then make sure that you are filling your life with good things. Fill. The people who walked with God, they knew this. They knew this. They had this secret. So they didn't give the devil a chance. One of the ways not to give the devil a chance is to fill your life. This point is enough for tonight. It's exactly what most believers are not doing. In Exodus 35, verse 30 and 31, Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah." Verse 31, "And he has filled him with the Spirit of God." This is the only way to ensure that you are not within the reach of the devil. He has filled him with the Spirit of God. This type of hanky-panky spirituality, making a joke of great privileges, is only in this century. The original people who worked with God did not leave any space for the devil. This guy wasn't a pastor. Bezalel wasn't a shepherd in the church, wasn't a pastor in the house of God. He was just a craftsman. You can call him a mason, you can call him a carpenter, you can call him a welder. He was not a preacher. He was not a pastor. He was not a shepherd. But God made sure that he had filled him. In Acts chapter 4, verse 31. You see right there. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled. And they were all filled. This is modern Christianity. Filled. It's not just the pastor who was filled. It's not just the lead singer, the worship leader who was filled. It was not just the deaconess who was filled. It's not just the assistant pastor who was filled. How many were filled? Not the reverend. Which reverend? What are you talking about? Which white reverend? How many were filled? All! Everybody who sat there was filled. Because God's intent is not to leave any cubic inch of space. Can you say that to yourself? What has filled you? The Bible says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Richly. The word of God. Yes, it's helping you. Some of you sitting here, if you are in church in the next 5 years as a normal Christian, I don't want to continue. I doubt that you will even make it after 1 year. Yeah. You have no intention of filling your life. Some of you like to be in the church with just talents. You've come to Christ, you've come to God's house, and you are just in the system using talents of dancing. Talents of singing. You are in the system with just playing the keyboard as your talent without any regard for that need to fill your life with the word of God. When was the last time you spent 1 hour with the word of God? Sunamaya. Do you read your Bible? I'm very sorry for talking about 1 year. Some of you would not last for 6 months. No, something is coming for you. You have nothing to do here. You have no agenda to remain in the lofty heights. At the lofty heights God has placed you. The Ephesians 2 verse 6 heights. You walk about just getting fans. Amassing titles. Likes on social media. Satan is coming for you. You spend more time dressing than reading your Bible. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. I love that scripture. It says, for the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. The whole earth. The whole earth shall be filled. Animals shall be filled. Trees shall be filled. Spaces shall be filled. I'm surprised that you are on earth and you are not intending, you have no plan to be filled. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 9, the Bible says, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge. Filled. Vowing that every day, no day will pass without you listening to a message, reading a scripture, reading a book, watching a preaching video, feeling yourself. All you want to do is just be walking about wearing canary yellow. You watch. Keep watching. I tell you all the time. It's a revelation I just had recently. So you know, when you come into a new revelation, you like to talk about it. You're always talking about it. Yes. And one of my latest revelations is that the first time Satan is introduced in the Bible, he's not introduced as a murderer. He's not introduced as a destroyer. He's not introduced as a killer. He's not introduced as an accuser. He's not introduced as a slanderer. He's introduced as an intelligent and a clever person. Genesis 3:1. The serpent was clever. Keep dressing, baby. Keep dressing. Keep dressing. He's playing you. He knows that once he's able to leave you with lacune. Not lacule. Yes. Once he's able to turn you into a cheese. With spaces, voids. Lacune. Voids. He's got you. He likes empty spaces. That's why he will give you money to make sure you don't read your Bible. He will give you a job to make sure you don't read your Bible. If it's a wife you want, he will give you a nice wife. Anything to make sure that your life is filled with lacune. In Ephesians 3 and verse 19, the Bible says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, and that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness of God. You will read your Bible. You will listen to gospel music. You are fooling in town with rappers. Rappers with chains around their neck. What you don't know is that those chains around their neck is actually symbolic of the bondages and the chains they are in. Sunamaya. You don't want to fill yourself with good things. Want to fill yourself with prayer. You don't pray. You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You don't want to fill yourself with the presence of God. Every space you leave. You see, I said this some years ago in this very same building, and it's my privilege to repeat it. When it comes to evil, you don't have to make any effort. Evil. Sin. Evil. Call it what? You have to know. It flows naturally. Naturally. Along a gradient. It is righteousness that requires active uptake. The word of God will not flow easily into your life. It's not like that. Because David said, in, and it's not just David, you are also the one. In sin did my mother conceive me. So you are an embodiment of sin. Sin and dust. So you attract your type. So the word of God is foreign to your nature. Prayer is foreign to your nature. Sin is like you. So it flows naturally to you. Nobody has to determine to watch pornography. I'm determined. I'm vowing to fornicate. No. Erections come naturally. The feelings in your breast and in your waist and down there, they are natural juices that flow. To be pure is not your nature. That one requires active uptake. So when you leave yourself, you are leaving yourself to live the life you naturally would live. And that is a life of sin. That's why you are where you are. Anybody who wants to live a righteous life must determine to fight things. It will never be natural to pray. Never. It will never be natural to take your Bible to read. It will never be natural. So you be there. Is it Matthew 4? I think so. That we learned that Jesus, let me see what's in verse 1. Take me to Matthew 3, the bottom verses. Matthew 3 down. I don't know what there are. Few scriptures at the bottom. Is somebody there? Is it the last verse? Is that Matthew 3? Oh, is it the last verse? And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up. Maybe it is Luke who tells that story. That Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was led. Let me see verse 4. Oh, sorry. I saw it. My mind was not there. Let's look for, not Matthew. I went to Matthew 4. Yeah. Is there? This is it. This is Jesus. So we are not surprised that he did what he did. Why? Because he was full of the Holy Ghost. You can't even stay awake. But let me bring a Nigerian movie right now. Or pornography. Your eyes will shine. You can't even stay awake. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. So what fills you is what leads you. What Jesus was full of is what led him. He was full of the Holy Spirit. I'm not surprised that it was the Holy Spirit that led him. If you are full of fasting, fasting will lead you. If you are full of pornography, pornography will lead you. Whatever fills you is what leads you. What fails you is what leads you. avoid becoming the habitation of devils by surrounding yourself with the preaching of the word. And it will drive devils away. Demons do not like preaching, the preaching of the word. In Mark chapter 1 verse 21, Jesus went to Capernaum and he entered the synagogue. Next verse. Verse 21 says, he entered the synagogue and taught. He taught. He didn't teach maths. He didn't teach history. He taught the word. He went into Capernaum, entered the synagogue and taught. Verse 22. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Verse 23. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. 24. Next verse, saying, let us alone, leave us alone. Jesus was not buying deliverance. There were times he said, come out of her. This time, there was no come out of anybody. There was no shouting and say, come forth. He was just teaching like I'm teaching. And evil spirits were uncomfortable. As I'm preaching right now, you may not know, but I am dealing with devils in you. Once there is preaching, you can be sure that there is always going to be a dislodging of ancestral spirits. I pray that you will have this wisdom and surround yourself with the word of God in your house, in the toilet, in the kitchen, in the car. Whenever you surround yourself with the word of God being preached, demons, and how full you are of demons. Have you come to destroy us? No, come out. No, I bind you. No. Just teaching. Just teaching. As I'm teaching right now, things are coming out of you. And I'm saying that after church, when you go home, may you have a message on your phone you are listening to. May you have something in your room. May that be the sound of preaching. Sound of preaching. If there is no sound of preaching, it means another sound is going to enter you. Kalato mraka sindala baya. Shamindo sibika. Rambama. Those of you sitting here who don't have a habit of listening to messages, soaking messages, soaking the word of God, I'm telling you that you have mortgaged your future. You have mortgaged your future. There is nothing left for you in 5 years' time. You've handed it over. You have voluntarily, like Adam and Eve, voluntarily handed over the title deeds to the devil. You've been in church. You've been in Christ. As you say, you've been in Christ for months. I don't know who taught you. I don't know who brought you up. But no Christian is supposed to be walking about without the word of God constantly. Let the words of Christ constantly fill you. Let them richly fill you. You must be full constantly. Anything that drains one drop of God's word is going to have a refill. May there be scriptures around you. The word of God around you. Do you have any message you listen to? No. But you play basketball, don't you? Wearing NBA shorts. You want to become like them. If evil spirits enter you, the next thing is your fall. Yes. All they know how to do, what to do, is what they have done. All they know to do is what they have done. What have evil spirits done? They have fallen. That's all they've done. They have fallen. You may say, oh, they cause cancer, they cause fever, but the only thing they've done is that they have fallen. So when they fail you, you become like them. And when you become like them, it's not fire that will come from your mouth, not fire that will come from your eyes. You will only end up what they have also, where they have also ended up. Down, toppled. I saw Satan fall down like lightning. It's my prayer that you will not allow even an inch of space in your life. If you don't want to become a habitation of devils, it is my prayer for you today that you are going to be conscious. If you are in your workshop nailing wood, there's a message playing. Look, anybody here who doesn't listen to messages has joined your enemies in the fight against you. Because what you are doing is exactly what they want you to do. It serves their interest that you are in the workshop, you are in the office, you are in the car, you are driving up and down, you are in the room. He is happy that there's no word in your life. Why do you think we come to church and we have worship leaders? I was watching them today. They are just singers. They are just singers. Singers. Kai. You have meditated on a song. You are coming to sing the song. You cannot introduce the song. Why that song is important. What is in that song? The song we are going to sing talks about how God lifts us up. And we are going to sing a song about the greatness of God. This song is about the power of God in your life. All they want is to hit notes and make the range. You will never see a worship leader like Bishop Eddie Adi standing on the stage and explaining with scriptures before he sings a song. Never. If you see one, you will collapse. It will never happen in the church. They don't have it. Today's singer doesn't even listen to gospel music. They just sing. They just listen to the song they are going to sing. It's like a pastor who doesn't have his quiet time but reads the verses he's going to preach on Sunday. That's all he does. Today's singer just listens to the song she has to sing. But there's no lifestyle of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It doesn't exist. Empty. But they are singing in the church. empty. But they are having a microphone, they are preaching. There's nothing in them. Nothing in them. And it only takes somebody who is slightly acute in his mind to pick that. Oh, this person standing there singing. He's empty. He has nothing. It's very possible he's masturbating as he's there singing. Has not read a book in a year. A book. Doesn't have a life. No, can you imagine somebody who is listening to messages? Can you imagine me with a song? I've come to lead worship. I'm sure it will turn to a preaching service. If you give me 20 minutes to sing, we may easily sing for 3 minutes. Because what fills you is what leads. But the power of God is at work. If the power of God is removing from the stage all these bogus unbelievers masquerading as Christian singers, there's a power at work. And that power will enter the basantes. A basanta leader who only reads verses he's going to teach, but doesn't have a lifestyle of filling himself with the preaching, a power will nick you out. You will suddenly find yourself loving something you have not loved before. It's the beginning of your egress from the church. Kaduna Maya. Shani Manus. Avoid becoming a habitation. Let me give you just one point. One day when God gives us a chance, we'll continue. Avoid becoming a habitation of devils by receiving prophetic declarations, and it will drive away devils. In Luke 13 verse 10, he was teaching in the synagogues. I love Jesus. I was listening to a pastor this morning. I was talking about Jesus Christ. He said he was teaching everywhere. He was always teaching. That's what he said. He said, and I said, oh, I'll also be always teaching. He said, he used the word, he taught in ships. He taught in ships. He taught in deserts. He taught in the marketplaces. He taught in the synagogues. Any chance he taught small groups, he taught a woman at the well. I mean, once he gets a chance, no, he's teaching. That's the type of pastor we want in the church. Because what fills him is what leads. He was teaching in one of the synagogues. Today you say you are a basenta leader. You teach only on Thursday evening. The word that has come into my head, I'm in public with a microphone, so I can't use that word. No wonder you can't teach. But by yourself, don't you see that? There is nothing you do well that you don't do a lot of times. If you don't do something often, you'll never be good at it. No wonder you are a bogus teacher. You are a basenta leader with 7 members. It means you must teach 8 times at least. 7 members means your minimum teaching should be 8 times a week. One is the basenta meeting, and the others are one on one. I mean, you are. When you were in school, there was a guy who was very good in chemistry. My friend, he's a doctor in America now, Chicago. A level. While we were struggling with past questions, I don't know whether he himself was an examiner or he was what. While we were studying to pass the exam, he was just walking about with a pencil, looking for questions to solve. Like in the university, we had somebody called Anywork. Is that any work? Any shoe to sweep? Did you see them in the university? Any work? Any room to sweep? Anywhere? Anywhere? He was also with a pen. Any question? Any question that you, or you bring, he solves it. You bring, he solves it. I see you moving around saying, any service, any believer, any Christian, any teaching opportunity, may you not miss an opportunity to share the word of God. Can you clap your hands tonight? Advanced level was moving about teaching. Any question? This one will bring 78 Pasco, 98 Pasco, 82, 69. Marking scheme, he doesn't understand. That was not when he wrote that. He topped the country. Hey, bam. And I followed him with a B, bam. What fails you is what leads you. It is my prayer for you, Mazatuni Mahatakaya, that you expose yourself to the prophetic way. As I'm preaching, this is not preaching, no. This is prophesying. I'm speaking under inspiration. I'm speaking into your life that if you don't sit up, you will not make it. And as he was preaching, look at verse 11. Next verse. There was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. I don't care how long that problem has lasted. I don't care for how many centuries. I don't care how many generations are drunkards. I said, I don't care how many generations are drunkards. There is no power of the enemy that cannot be neutralized by the power of the prophetic word, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. 18 years of working like this.
Professor.
18 years.
Professor.
I don't know how many years,
Professor,
you have been feeding on pornography.
Professor.
How many years you've been depressed.
Jesus.
How many years you have been with that boy.
Jesus.
How many years the evil spirits come,
Professor,
to sleep with you in the night.
Hey.
But one day as you are sitting in church, a prophetic word can come your way. My God and my Lord. In verse 12 of Luke 13, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, my God, there was
Professor,
no surgery.
Professor.
There was no tablets.
No.
There was no medicine.
No.
There was no syrup.
No.
There was no physiotherapy.
No.
He used the prophetic word. Woman,
Professor,
thou art loose
Professor.
From your infirmity. And the Bible says, he laid his hands on her. And immediately, Maduna Maya, no surgery, no antibiotics, no anticox therapy, in case there was POTS disease, no physiotherapy. I said, nothing like that, just the word. And he laid his hands on her. And the Bible says, 2 months afterwards,
no,
she was made straight.
No.
7 days afterwards,
no,
she was made straight.
It's a different Bible.
The following morning,
no,
she was made straight.
It's a different Bible.
What does the Bible say?
Yeah.
Immediately, she was made straight.
Professor.
I came to announce to you,
Professor,
that immediately a prophetic word
Professor
comes to you.
Jesus.
What was twisted shall be straight.
Amen.
Open yourself up,
Jesus,
to the prophetic word.
Jesus.
Receive a prophetic word.
I receive it.
That's why tonight I come to announce to you,
yes,
you will make it in Jesus'
Amen
name. Satan will not win.
Amen.
You will drive a car to church.
Professor.
You will be a pastor one day.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord shall fill you. Depression shall not be,
Amen,
a part of your life.
Jesus.
I'm here to announce to you,
Professor,
soon in 3 years' time,
Kadados,
you will lay your hands on the sick,
hey,
and they shall be healed.
Professor.
I'm here to announce to you,
hey,
that the power of God,
Jesus,
somebody is watching me online, the power of God is flowing.
Hey.
The power of God is flowing.
Professor.
Whatever in your body is harassing you, whatever is plaguing you, I'm here by the word of the Lord to announce that you are free.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are delivered.
Amen.
Receive your healing.
I receive it. Work it.
What you could not do is exactly what you'll be able to do. Anybody the devil has said, you are at the bottom of life.
Yay.
He has said you will not make it.
Professor.
I'm here to say to you, because you have heard the word, because you are determined to make it, a day will come.
Yay.
The head of your enemy will be under your foot.
Amen.
My God, can you jump and step on the foot of the enemy? I said, can you jump and step on the foot and the head of your enemy? In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Professor. Oh, working. Professor.
You don't know anointing. You will walk in the anointing one day.
Amen.
As a day will come.
Oh.
You'll be preaching.
Kadima.
And your body will be shaking.
Kadus.
Your muscles will be fasciculating with power.
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 Hey.
When they touch you, they are healed. When they watch you, they are healed.
Amen.
When they hear you, they are healed.
Amen.
Whatever in your family has kept your ankle at the back. Your cousins are on drugs. Your big brother is an alcoholic. No normal person in your life. I'm here to announce to you that the word of God empowers me to tell you, you will make it.
Amen.
You will rise above it.
Amen.
You will ride above it.
Amen.
Whatever was a barrier,
amen,
you are jumping over it.
Jesus.
Whatever was a blocker,
Jesus,
you are jumping over it.
Yay.
The wall will still be there, but you will be on the other side. Receive power.
I receive it.
Receive grace.
I receive it.
Receive mercy.
I receive it.
Receive advancement.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and begin to pray.
Rakatayanoshe, Impaladaba, Rakatoshape, Antile Payaba, Rakatoshe,
Remama,
Nino
Kataba, yes,
Impaladaba,
Limakosakayaba,
Indalaba,
Katosakayaba. In the name of Jesus, you will not come down. You will remain up there. You will not come down. You will not come down. Clap your hands and pray. Bind some devils. Deal with some spirits. Scatter them. Scatter them. My God, my Yabada, Itaniamos, Shamanian, Mandalibos, Matanamas, Matanamas, Intanama, Antonios, pray, burn some devils, my Yababa, Yabada Baba.
Lift your hands. I hear clearly that what happened in Acts 4 is about to happen to somebody. The spaces in your life, the voids, the lacuni, kakatushkapa, the voids. I hear clearly that the spirit, as many as desire to be filled with the spirit, so that devils will have no space. My God and my Lord. If you know how to pray in tongues, then lift your hands and begin to pray in the language, with the language of angels. If you want to remain available to evil spirits, then you can remain standing there without praying.
Sadidos. Any space he has occupied, he's coming out now. He's leaving now. In fact, for some of you, he left even before I ended the message. He's leaving now. Sadinamo Ramayaya Yabada Saba Yandala Baba Rakataya Baba Ramasima Yanda Rekataya Baba and his name shall be called Wonderful, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Lift your hands. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
And his name shall be called Prince of Peace. And his name shall be called Prince of Peace. And his name shall be called Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. And his name shall be called Deliverer. His name shall be called Deliverer, and his name shall be called Deliverer, Deliverer,
Deliverer.
Angels bow before him, heaven and earth.
Lord and mighty God, we say.
Angels bow before him.
Angels bow it's mighty. Before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Lord and mighty God, we say. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God. Telling you that God is mightier than the curse in your family.
Yes.
God is mightier than your appetite for sin.
Jesus.
Right now, what God is doing, he's overpowering entities. He's overpowering demonic spirits.
Jesus.
Some of whom are in your background, harassing your destiny, preventing your advancement, preventing your surging forward, preventing your greatness. He's mighty, mightier than the wickedness in your background. Lift your hands. Yes, he's taking over your life.
Yes, yes.
He's taking over your life. There are people tonight with addictions.
Yes.
I hear the Lord telling me that I sent you in this service to break addictions.
Amen.
He said, I sent you in this to this service to break addictions.
Amen.
To end addictions.
Jesus.
To end the rule of the enemy.
Yay.
I want you to lift your hands and receive what God has for you. I am announcing that things are coming to an end tonight. You are living here free.
Amen.
You are living here free.
Amen.
You are living here free.
Amen.
Whatever is a harassing power in your life, whether it's from your background, your bloodline,
Jesus,
your desires,
Jesus,
your mistakes,
Jesus,
your appetites,
Jesus,
your habits,
Jesus,
lift your hands now.
Mayadabababa.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
He's doing it now.
Jesus.
He's doing it now.
Jesus.
He's doing it right
Jesus.
Now.
Jesus.
Somebody has been set free already.
Yeah.
I see chains that have fallen off. I said, I see chains that have fallen. I see chains that have fallen.
Jesus.
I see chains that have fallen.
Jesus.
I see chains that have fallen.
Jesus.
Lift your hands now. Online, if you can lift your hands. There's deliverance coming.
Yes,
as I announce it. Maya Dababa, as I'm talking about addictions.
Yes.
I'm talking about addictions.
Jesus.
I'm talking about addictions.
Jesus.
The person on your right,
Jesus,
doesn't know about it.
Jesus.
The sister behind you,
yay,
doesn't know about
Jesus.
It. Addictions.
Yes.
Give me oil now.
Jehovah.
It's coming now.
It's coming
now. It's coming out. It's coming out.
Yes, yes.
It's coming out.
Jesus.
It's coming out.
Jesus.
It's coming out.
Jesus.
It's coming out.
Come on.
Power.
Come on.
Power.
Come on.
It's breaking down.
Yes, yes,
it's coming down.
Yes,
I said it's coming down. Satan is falling. Satan is falling. Come out.
Yes.
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 Yes. If you are here and you are not born again, I don't even know how come, but you want God to have mercy on you. Salvation is God's mercy. Ministry is God's mercy. Life is God's mercy. He said the 18 people on whom the tower of Siloam fell, do you think that you were more righteous than them? Or were they more sinful than you? And he answered, he said, nay. Then he said, unless you repent, you will, like them, likewise perish. If you are standing here and you are not born again, you are the voice I heard crying to God for mercy. You want to say, Father, today I surrender to you in this atmosphere. Come to me right now. You want to be born again. A new start. A new beginning. Come to me right now. Yes. Come. I'm waiting for you. Come. Come. I'm waiting for you. Is calling you. One here. One here. I'm waiting for you. You are standing there. Come and receive mercy. That's one. This is your place. I don't know who the next person is. This is your place.
Provider, provider, provider.
Lift your hands. I hear overcomers. Overcoming something.
Amen.
You are overcoming
Professor.
An evil. You are Professor. Overcoming some problems. An Professor. Evil. I don't Professor. Know what it is.
Professor.
You are overcoming. You are Jesus. Overcoming. Jesus. You are overcoming.
Jesus.
You are overcoming.
Jesus.
You are overcoming.
Jesus.
You are overcoming.
Jesus.
Take it.
Yes.
Take it
yes.
down.
Yes. Yes.
It is it's like a stick God
Jesus.
Is giving you. A stick to overcome.
Yay.
In your right hand.
Yes.
Angels are putting sticks in
yes.
your hand.
Yes.
Overcoming.
Yes.
Overcoming.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Yes!
Jesus.
Receive it.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. Hey!
Overcoming.
Yes. Ah, working. Jesus.
Overcoming.
Mandili vikala
baha. Overcoming. Overcoming.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Ah. Kadivini kada baha.
Kindness towards me, your tender mercies, your mercies I see day after day.
Come on, come on.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
At long last.
At long last.
I have come to you.
I have come to you.
I now realize that I am a sinner.
That I am a sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
I need help.
I need help.
Today.
Today.
I ask you.
I ask you.
Please take me.
Please take me
as your child.
As your child.
And make me.
And make me
pure.
Pure.
Clean.
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 Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm sorry, Lord.
For all the things I've done.
For all the things I've done.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Kataba. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I'm starting a new life.
I'm starting a new life.
With you.
With you.
Help me.
Help me
to last.
To last.
All my life.
All my life.
Help me to last.
Help me to last. Oh Jesus.
I will love your word.
I will love your word.
I will love your presence.
I will love your presence.
I will chase after you.
I will chase after you.
I will give myself to you.
I will give myself to you.
Say, I'm departing from the world.
I'm departing from the world.
The sinful ways.
The sinful ways.
Of the world.
Of the world.
And I'm coming to Jesus.
And I'm coming to Jesus.
I am born again.
I'm born again.
I'm now new.
I'm now new.
I'm a little baby.
I'm a little baby.
I'm about to start.
About to start.
I am about to start.
I'm about to start
the life.
The life.
in Christ.
In Christ.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't join them. You are now the pastor of the Dancing Stars. You. So go back. Very few people get direct appointments. Mm. Most people are used by pastors. The pastor calls them, do this, but this one is direct. It's your mercy. Mm. It's your mercy. Mm. It's actually life and death. It's your mercy. It's your mercy.
Ah. Kaya, ba, 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 ba. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus.
These pastors are going to help you like a baby is helped. They don't know what they are doing. A mother has to hold her feet and all that. These pastors will care for you. What you have just done, I did mine 40 years ago. How old are you? My little child. 40 years ago. I'm still standing here. The power that kept me will also keep you longer.
Amen.
And stronger.
Amen.
Make your way to the pastors. Oh. Make your way. Keep going. Let's welcome Bishop George to close us.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.